Whereas in the case of the Jabiluka, it's actually an underground mine. Now, tailings in general are a problem. Tailings around the world will be a scary number. In the States, it's 2 billion tonnes a year. If you want to see what tailings is really about, go online and look at what's going on over in PNG. There's a mine there that's been in the press a number of times, run by BHP. I'm just trying to think of the name of this thing now. What is it? Blank. It's another one of these sort of copper mines in this case. The particular mine there will probably have the largest single tailings emissions per year that are dumped into a river, straight into a river. They're putting like a mountain every year down the river, basically. And that all comes out into the water between Australia and PNG, into the Fly River system. So that's one that's definitely worth looking at. Is it Boktetti? Yeah, Boktetti is the mine. So it's definitely worth looking. They've got a few good mines in PNG. Yeah, Boktetti. Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, go online and have a look at it. Boktetti's quite an interesting read. There's another gold mine in PNG as well that I thought was scary until I checked the volumes that were involved at Boktetti. Boktetti has come very clean. They used to be getting bad press, but nobody truly knew what went on. Then there was too much information going out, so the company decided to get very honest and then put out there what's really going on, and it's scary stuff. There's like a huge number of kilometres of rainforest near the banks of the river have been completely flooded. Like, it's a big number, and destroyed, because the river, they're pouring this mountain down it, so where does the stuff go? The river just builds right up and then it goes out. So you've then got rainforest sitting in like a mangrove sort of scenario, completely inundated all the time, so it just dies. So there's massive dieback of forest and all sorts of things. That particular mine's got a lot of sulphur in the ore body. That goes into the water and generates sulfuric acid. So there's a lot of acid out there as well. So the guy who is the head of the chemistry department down in Townsville, he used to be their environmental chemist, maybe like about, I don't know, 10 years ago, something like that. And he's actually gone back to Boktetti this year to run the environmental section. They're actually closing the mine, I think, in 3 years' time or something like that. So he actually gets to be in charge of this close-down phase of the mine in terms of that. But he's got some budget. He's got a $1 billion budget. So imagine his credit card. It's going to have some limit on it. I don't know, but you can imagine, yeah, that's the sort of money he's throwing around. Yeah. Yeah. So they are trying to do stuff now, but it's exactly the same as Mount Isa mine. No, they'll fix it up as best they can with the money that they've got available. There's been a bit of a downturn in copper, so they probably won't spend that much on it anymore, but they'll spend a lot of money. MIM in Australia, Mount Isa mine, had a lease at the outset, many, many years ago, that said they could do what they liked with sulphur dioxide. The only reason that they cleaned up their act was that it was economically viable to put that sulphur dioxide into the phosphate plant down the road. Otherwise, they would still be the largest single sulphur emitter in Australia for sure. They had no legal requirement. Yes, if it wasn't for that, they would not be doing it. Yeah, yeah. So in the case of Boktetti, it might be bad, but it's fully blessed by the PNG government, and it's always been fully blessed. So, yeah, they don't care if they stuff up their own environment. You know, they just want to get lots of paybacks and stuff like that. So it's a normal problem, and it's not just PNG. You just go across the border into Indonesia, and it's actually the same. The Americans have got a massive mine in there, and the same thing. It's just a little scarier. That was the one where the Australian guy got shot a month ago. So in general, then, these sort of mines then produce massive volumes of tailings. The tailings often contain sulfidic material, and that sulfidic material then will turn into acid. Coal mines are a classic. We saw that sulphur in the formula for coal. There was always sulphur associated with that, often in the form of pyrite. Now, once the acid's released, it's bad in its own way, but also it then mobilises any other metal that's floating around, because we now know So the characteristics of metals, they'll tend to be insoluble unless you move to low pHs, which immobilises them. So as a result, you mobilise everything nasty. The geochemists, this is where they work. So Bernd Lottermoser, who's the head of school in earth science at the moment, that's the sort of area he works in. He's an environmental geochemist.